you need to create a spending plan. I don't want to call it a budget because a budget sounds restrictive. And whether you're talking to me, you're making $3 million a year or you're making $30,000 a year, we all need a way to be able to allocate our resources.
Hello, everybody. Chicken Gino here, and today we are discussing the five common sense ways to building wealth. Gino, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Jake. How are you doing, my friend?
Always making it happen, big man. Now, wealth building for us, speaking from our experience, has been a series of consistent actions over time. And I think ultimately, this is what it's like for a lot of people. We're not going to sit here and tell you this like pie in the sky kind of stuff. Let's get down to brass tacks, Gino. Give us the five common sense ways that people are truly building wealth in this economy.
And what I want you to do is, Jake, as I'm mentioning them, throw in a little story every now and then, because I think it's important that we have different perspectives on it. Because when I started out, first thing for me to start creating and building wealth was I needed to have what we call mind belief. Not a fixed mindset or growth mindset. I needed to believe that I could do it. A lot of us out there make enough money to where we make the money, then we sabotage ourselves and go back to square one. That's not a way to create wealth. You need to believe that you can actually do that. You need to start surrounding yourself. We're going to talk about it later on, the relationships. But you need to be educated. You need to learn how to create wealth, not from the schools, but from the people that do it. Success leaves clues. Go out there and find people who've created true wealth. For me, my path was I decided to own my own business after quitting corporate America. I worked at AIG for a year out of college. It was like watching paint dry. Reinsurance accounting just sucked the life out of me. I decided I need to start creating wealth, and I quit corporate America, 23 years old, started creating wealth right then and there, started the business. You need to understand your relationship with money. I wanted to make money for myself. I didn't want to make my boss money. What I just didn't understand at the time was I started the business for the wrong reasons. You start the business for creating value for your customer, not creating value for yourself. That was the lesson that it took me years and years to do. But the first step, you got to believe you got to do it, that you can do it, and you need to get educated.
Let me snowplow real quick. I'm going to go from zero to 100 and cut out everything in the middle for myself in a very specific story. So I was a W-2 employee. How did I create a belief in my mind? Very simple. One, I hooked up with a mentor, Gino. Two, I bought my first asset. Period, story done, book closed. The minute we got that first asset, that first 25 unit, hey, we're apartment investors here. The mindset changed. Holy shit, I can actually do this. Holy shit, 25 units is actually not enough. I need to be doing more because of economies of scale. And the rocket ship took off. So when Gino says you need to create that mind belief, get yourself educated and then get that first deal done. The rest will take care of itself.
You know, the second one is you need to create a spending plan. I don't want to call it a budget because a budget sounds restrictive.
You're talking baby money soldiers.
That's right, baby. And whether you're talking to me, you're making $3 million a year or you're making $30,000 a year, we all need a way to be able to allocate our resources. And I know so many people that make seven figures and earn seven figures and still live paycheck to paycheck. They will never create wealth. Create the spending plan. Understand where your money is flowing. But also focus on increasing your income as well as killing unnecessary expenditures. That's the important thing. And having control of your money will allow you to save. If you can't save money, we're going to go into what you need to do to save. But if you can't save any money, then you will never create wealth. The person who is beholden to the debt holder will never be able to create wealth. You need to be able to save money to buy an investment. I'm jumping ahead of myself, but that's the reason why you need to create some type of spending plan and look at it every month. Is it difficult? Absolutely. But studies have shown that once you create this spending plan, all of a sudden you start saving between 17 and 20% of your income because that Ring and that Spotify and Costco and every other freaking monthly recurring bill that Jake hates. With
boom, boom, boom. That's me shooting and killing them all.
And the great thing about it is Jake may want that one, but he may have forgotten about that one. Understand where your money's going. And once you're able to allocate your resources and take control of how you spend your money, it's an amazing tool because you're going to need that to be able to create wealth.
Every dollar needs a job. To get it, to shorten it here as well, every dollar needs a job. when you're young, you're trying to start a career and grow wealth, stop buying nice shit. I'm serious. Stop buying nice stuff. Create an infantry of baby money soldiers. What that means is you save the money with an intention to buy either a business or an asset.
Mm-hmm. Number three is really important. Use debt wisely. Now, this is difficult for some people because they just have to understand, I've mentioned it several times, the psychology of money. Some people are really good savers. Some people just can't control themselves and spend all their money. Understand your relationship with money. If it's hard for you to save, try to get that money out of your account as quickly as possible. Put it somewhere where you won't be able to touch it. But if you don't understand how powerful debt can be, on our very first deal, Jake and I bought back in 2013, the mortgage on that property is still $520,000. When we took that mortgage out back in the day, that was a lot of money.
It's a big deal.
Over the last 10 years, that money, that $500,000 has depreciated. We're paying it back with today's dollars, but the debt was 10 years ago.
And 2018 interest rates.
It is actually deflated. Think about that. It's insane. Think about that. So if you're able to use debt wisely, you will be able to create wealth. It's called leverage. You're able to use other people's money. But it's also important to use business debt wisely to grow and to invest in assets. The personal debt is where people get caught on. We don't have personal mortgages. We don't have any credit card debt. I have never had a car payment in my entire life. I've got six kids. I always bought cars with cash. And you say, well, how did you do it, Gino? I also, within a 10-year time span, had two hand-me-down cars.
Wait, you're telling me that G-Daddy's G-Wagon isn't on debt? That's just paid.
I wrote that big check. That check was painful. But listen, from 2008 to 2017, I was driving hand-me-down cars. I did not want to have that personal debt. I was able to use the money that I saved on those cars to get into assets with Jake. So understand how powerful debt can be, but you don't want to use personal debt in your life if you can avoid it at all costs. Because remember, that money is getting taken away from your ability to be able to invest that money into assets.
Very clear. Reduce the personal debt down to zero if possible, and get non-recourse debt on apartment buildings. Boom.
Woo! Number four, save to invest. We've been talking about on the show for years, the 401k, the 529, the savings plan. Great. We need to have buckets where we're having money put aside. But ultimately, how you create wealth, you need to change your mindset. And it's real simple. I'm not saving for an event, because when that event occurs, the money's gone. And that's a scarcity mindset. I'm putting $50,000 into a 529 plan. If and when my child goes to college, that money's depleted. It's no longer there.
Whereas, in prison. It's a fucking baby money soldier prison camp. Don't send them there. Don't do it. The 401k is a money soldier prison camp. Get them out.
I like that. That's another meme we got going on. But instead, what you should do is buy a 25-unit property, put the money there. The cash flow that comes from that property is paying for the event. And guess what? When that event is over, you still have that asset with all of its benefits, with its tax benefits, with its appreciation, with the ability that residents are still paying down the debt. And every month it continues to cash flow. Do you see the difference? We're not just saving money for an event, we're saving it to invest in assets. That's how important it is when you're thinking about saving. You know, you do need the few months of reserves. You do need that money that's set aside for quote unquote a rainy day, because it's going to rain. There are days that it's going to rain. But ultimately, if we're just putting money in a retirement account when we're going to access it when we're 60 years old, not a big fan of that. Government is always changing their ideas. There's no tax advantages there. You have no control, and you're actually giving your money away to somebody else. When you're creating wealth, if you're not a steward of your own money, you're not going to be able to create wealth if you're not a financial steward of your own money.
So, Gino, rule number four, avoid baby money soldier prison camps. Well said.
Yes. And number five, build relationships. And you're the average of the five people that you hang around with. And Jake had mentioned, hey, when he met Gino, everything changed, the mentor. But what Jake forgot to mention, I'm going to throw out a name. And watch how happy Jake gets when I mention this name. Dr. Neshi.
Der?
That was a very important person for Jake.
Very influential man in my
mind,
life.
Belief, yes. In that education. All of a sudden, he saw all the doctors around the area where he worked were selling out to these medical groups. And Dr. Neshwat, with his fine glass of wine and his big cigar, is saying to Jake, I don't got to do that. You know why,
Jake? Autonomy, baby. Oh, God, Gino. You're striking a nerve here.
I own real estate. And when Jake heard that message, he's like, tell me more. And all of a sudden, he started surrounding himself with the Dr. Neshis of the world, with myself, with my brother Mark. And then he started talking to brokers. So the people that you hang around with and you talk about these businesses. Now, you can have other friends that you want to go to the bars with and hang out. That's great. But those people are not
going to help
you build wealth. Right? Discuss, you know, rich in relationships in life. When your relationships are rich, that will actually fuel you. And all of a sudden, Dr. Neshwa can become a resource and become a mentor. Start choosing your mentors wisely. And you've heard the whole meme when everyone says your net worth is your network. That is so true, because the more people out there, I'm sure that Jake right now can pick up the phone and just text in, you know, one of his hundreds of contacts and say, I need help with this. Can you refer somebody to me? That is truly wealth right there. When you
I don't have to do that. I go on the Jake and Gino private Facebook page, and I got thousands of people right there.
Think about that. Yes. Isn't that so powerful that you can do something like that? That's because you're building relationships. And we're always thinking about dollars and cents. Being able to create those moments in our lives and being able to have those kinds of experiences, that is also part of being able to create your wealth and also helping others. So that's what the Jake and Gino community is all about. When we're able to help students quit their jobs or buy a deal, there's a lot of wealth. We're creating impact for them, but it's impact for ourselves as well. We're giving back. So it's really important. The mind belief, number one. The spending plan, number two. Using debt wisely, number three. Save to invest, number four. And building those healthy relationships that will help you, and watching out who you're spending your time with. Those are really five concrete rules that we've utilized to be able to build and to create wealth in our lives.
Gino, absolutely fantastic job today. And here's the overarching theme, gang. Avoid the sacred cows. They're going to tell you, go to high school, get good grades. Go to college, do your thing. Go out, get a job as a, you fill in the blank, lawyer, you know, accountant, whatever the case may be. But ultimately, if you really want to build wealth, how do you do it? You go out, you invest or start a business. People from there typically go to real estate, and then they invest in whole life insurance. That is the three pillars of sound financial investing from the people that are in my circle and what I've seen in my personal life. Challenge me in the comments below if you think I'm full of shit, but I'm telling you right now, the people that I roll with that are ultra wealthy, multimillionaires, that's how they're rolling with it. So, gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He is the G daddy in the G wagon, and we'll see you next time.